Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're approaching the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need thy mighty hand today. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord, just thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God here tonight in the name of Jesus. Now, as we decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Father, we thank you in advance for answering prayers, honor, and requests, but most of all for salvation to go forth and the kingdom of God may grow. In Jesus' name, in 2022, in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open it up to the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verses 1. The book of Galatians, chapter 3. Verses 1, 2, 3. And the word of God reads, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Here, also here in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about staying focused in a world of distraction. Staying focused on the Lord in a world of distraction. People of God, through the use of the internet, were able to preach and to teach God's word on a local level and able to reach on a global level. So we give God all the glory, the praise, and the honor here tonight. We thank him because he seemed fit that we're still here in the land of the living, that we're on top of the ground and the ground is not on top of us. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in a rushing mighty wind, as a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Give us boldness to speak God's word and in truth. Believers of Christ, you must be very careful to what you are giving your attention to. What you give your attention to is what you are being disciplined by. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in and those that will be listening at a later date. As a believer of Christ, you must be very careful in 2022 to what you are giving your attention to. Because what you give your attention to is what you are being disciplined by. What fills your mind would ultimately fill your heart. Yes, beloved, what hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your interest will shape your thinking and fill your heart. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, what we see and what we do will shape our thinking and fill our heart. So where you spend all of your time will shape your life. Child of God, you must make sure that you are spending more time in 2022 in God's word and in prayer than listening, watching, and reading the voices around you that is trying to get your attention. Yes, our attention is valuable to us. So, beloved, in order to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, you must diligently evaluate what you are filling your mind with in order to protect your heart. Yes, this is bare to be repeated. Beloved, child of God, in order to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, you must diligently evaluate what you are filling your mind with in order to protect your heart. Remember that the scripture says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 23, it says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Again tonight, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about staying focused on the Lord in a world of distraction. Child of God, when it comes to guarding what is valuable in your life, you must set up boundaries and constraints in order to make sure that those values are being protected, even from themselves. One example, when we look at how do we take an upkeep of an animal, such as a dog. And no matter how lovable, no matter how intelligent the animal may be, in order to protect itself from itself, from, in order to protect the dog from strand, even when we take it for a walk, we must put it on a leash, because the leash helps to constrain it. It helps to keep it in check. So we, as born again believers of Christ, we must guard our heart, stand alert, because distraction comes from any direction and from any and any time. So child of God, remember, when it comes to guarding what is valuable in your life in 2022, you must set up boundaries that those values are being protected, even from themselves. So beloved, always remember this, that distraction is always creeping around the corner. Distraction comes when we least expect it. So don't be distracted, hallelujah, from the things of the Lord. Be mindful of what Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 3 says. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. This is a priority that we must do on a daily basis, on a spiritual level, in order for our minds to be renewed. Don't give in into the things of this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, which are intimate with God. So we, as born-again believers, of Christ, our mind has to be made up. Our heart has to be fixed. Now the world is behind us and the cross is before us. A question may be asked, how can you resist the allures and the influence of the world and keep your focus where it belongs? On Christ Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Well, child of God, if you are focusing in and on the Lord, then he has your attention. You are consecrated, concentrated on him and his word. Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, is occupying the forefront of your mind. Christ should always be our first focus as a child of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Bible says in Matthew 6:33, to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. It also says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed, surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin, which do so easily ensnare us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down, and is set at the right hand of the throne of God. So again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, don't get distracted from the Lord. Stay focused on Jesus. Believers of Christ, in our fast-paced, attention-grabbing world that we live in, it is so easy to get caught up in the daily grind of life by getting distracted and losing sight of your own true purpose and perspective in life. Yes, we are to be focused on Christ and on things above and not on things on this earth. Remember, every good and perfect gift come from above, from the Father of lights, who has no variableness or shadow of turning. Yes, in Psalms 25, verse 15, it says, "My eyes are ever towards the Lord. For only he will release my feet from the snare." Beloved, once we understand the spiritual danger we face on a daily basis, we will focus more on the power. We will focus more on Christ as our one and only Savior, who alone has the power of deliverance. So, believer of Christ, recognize your need and the Lord as your source of all good things. Remember that the world offers various means of occupying, of obtaining love, joy, and peace. But they are destined to disappoint. As a believer of Christ, see the world for what it is. We live in a sin-filled place of desperate need. See, the world is a can full of darkness daily. The darkness the world is to us as believers of Christ, the more clearly the light of Christ will stand out. So, beloved, those who stay focused on Jesus Christ will find their perspective on worldly things changing. Don't get distracted. Stay focused on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. On a spiritual level, don't stray. Stay focused on Christ. It should be your first and important priority in your Christian life. Child of God, do not let distraction cause you to miss out on your blessing. And the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 25, let thine eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Child of God, be mindful always of this. When it comes to distraction, once it takes root, it causes you to take your eyes off of the Lord, God Almighty, that you are waiting on. And instead you place your eyes on the situation that you are facing. Beloved, the storms of life will surely come. But ask yourself this question. Who is God to me? Is God a God that does not know how to help you? No, the word of God says in the book of Psalms 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Don't stray. Stay focused on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Child of God, you cannot afford to get distracted. Because if you do, remember that God's mercy endures forever. God greatly and gladly waits on you to put you back on the right track, on the right path. If we have sinned, come boldly to the Lord. Because 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God wants to bless you. He wants to help you. God has so much in store for us as his children. Bible says, eyes have not seen, our heart has not comprehended what there that the Lord has in store for us. So beloved, do not let your distraction in 2022 cause you to miss out on the things that God has just for you. Yes, beloved, your attention often runs to what is important to you. So distraction can reveal what you really love. Staying spiritually focused on the Lord. That is all in a world of distraction. So beloved, the enemy of our soul, the devil, he goes on the roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. He only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said that I have life and have it more abundantly. Staying focused in a world of distraction, we have to press our own mess in order to get God's best. So, beloved, Satan wants for you to turn your attention away from the things of God. But we, as born-again believers of Christ, we are grateful for everything that the Lord has done for us. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 through 16. It says, see then that ye walk circumspectly, carefully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So in order to make the best use of your time on a daily basis, you need to have limits. Beloved, if you do not schedule your days and your time, others will schedule it for you. Set your mind on the thing above and not on things beneath. Stay focused on the right thing in life. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Child of God, the only way for you to make sure that Christ is the focal point ultimately in your heart, it is to fill your mind with the things of heaven constantly. Staying focused spiritually means to set your mind on things above and not beneath. The believer of Christ is God's mission on earth. The assignment that he has given you, is it your first priority in order to experience victory over the distraction of this world? We must remember to prepare ourselves by always connecting with God through prayer and fast. Always be aware that anything has a potential to pull you away from God. So stay in focus in a world of distraction. Focus on the Lord. It is a must and an hour, beloved, to fix our eyes on Jesus. It requires a holy habit of the soul, and it demands a continuous and substantial action, like a mariner in rough seas, watching his compass to make sure that he stays on the right course. People of God, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus, he lays the foundation for our faith by his death and resurrection. He made salvation available for us. Jesus provided us with a perfect example in following him and trusting God perfectly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things. forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein.
I'm a good for life.
Remember, be a family, no matter what.
No matter what path we take.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I do not have any rights to this song. I just thank God for everything that he has done, is doing, and will do this night and forevermore. Again, tonight we are talking about staying focused in a world, staying focused on the Lord in a world of distraction in 2022. We are grateful and thankful for everyone that have tuned in tonight, for those that will be tuning in at a later date. We just hope and pray that whatever you're believing God for, and if it's in line with his will, we just touch and agree with you that God will come through in your behalf when he sees fit in his time. God is a good God and worthy to be praised. We can have the confidence of standing and knowing, according to Romans 8:28, that says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. And we have been called for such a time as this, even though we still in a pandemic, even though things are seems as if everything is, they're pulling back on different things. And we just believe in God that a change is on the way, that a change is coming. So just hang on in there, but keep your hand in the master's hand. Amen. And believe God for the best. Believe God for total restoration to come to you and your family and your household, that each and every need would be met. So staying focused on the Lord in a world of distraction here on this Friday evening, we thank God for this word of encouragement. Amen. Here in the word of God, it says that in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So, beloved, in Christ, all true faith comes from him, because faith itself is a gift from God. You see, in Christ, we have everything we need. Always. Also here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 6, it says, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So, beloved, in Christ, there is full acceptance. So therefore, do not doubt him. In Christ, there is peace that surpasses our understanding. So therefore, put your trust in him. In Christ, there is light. So therefore, abide in him. In Christ, there is blessing. So therefore, delight yourself in the Lord. Psalms 37, verse 4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Brothers and sisters in Christ, when our complete focus is on the Lord, we follow him. We follow the believer of Christ. That is the leadership as they follow the Christ. We thank God for the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, pastors and teachers, the missionaries, and all those affiliated with ministries. We thank God because of their commitment and dedication to the Lord, of placing their hand in the Master's hand, looking onto the hills from which coming their help coming from the Lord. Here in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 62, Jesus is speaking, and he says unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. So child of God, you have to decide for yourself whom you are going to please and serve first in your life. So the Bible says here in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. As a believer of Christ, we have to be mindful and on alert because we have an adversary, the devil. If the devil cannot make you do bad, he will try to make you very busy. You see, the enemy, the accuser of the brethren, the devil knows if he can get you so busy that you don't have the time for being alone with God, ministry, and mission. So beloved, you as a born-again believer of Christ need to simplify your life and eliminate distraction so that God can use you mightily for his glory. People of God, focus yourself on Christ in order to get through whatever trial that you are facing at this hour. Beloved, remain faithful on Jesus Christ, and you will be able to walk in victory, in faith, no matter what the situation or circumstance are in your life. Believer of Christ, where is your focus at this hour in 2022? Learn to trust the Lord and his ability. Learn to remain focused on Jesus, no matter what the circumstances may be. Believer of Christ, focusing on distraction will invite trouble and temptation. So refuse to be afraid or to be consumed with any situation that appears to be impossible, and learn to look onto Jesus as being the author and finisher of your faith. Know this, that Jesus has all authority that have been given to him. Jesus has the authority over any situation, any circumstance that comes against us as a believer of Christ at any time. Child of God, don't allow doubt to choke out your faith. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Put on the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, your loins girded with truth, your foot shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Thank God for the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Stand focused in a world. Stand focused on the Lord in a world of distraction. It's something that we must make up our mind on. Child of God, living in this broken world here in 2022 can easily harden your heart to the joy and peace and miracle of God, which he wants to give to you on an everyday basis. Because of sin, the world is the king. Because of sin, darkness is growing rampant through the land. Because sin is all over the place. Every time you turn around, the consequences of sin is taking place. And Satan is the ultimate craftsman when it comes to creating distraction that presents you, that prevents you from seeing God's work in our world. So beloved, we as born again believers of Christ, we have been called to follow Jesus. Beloved, following Jesus is a lifetime journey. You must not let anything or anyone come between you and your commitment following Christ. Child of God, do not look back at the sins of your past that God has forgiven you. See, the word of God says in 1 John 1, verse 7, it says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, has cleansed us from all sin. Stand focused on the Lord in a world of distraction. Believer of Christ, distraction moves us, moves you away from the truth of God's word. See, the word says in Proverbs 14, verse 12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Beloved, ultimately, there is only one thing that matters here in 2022. We must put our focus on the Lord. Thank God for Jesus. He makes a way out of no way. He took upon himself the sins of the world, placed it upon his back, his shoulders, took it to Calvary's hill, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And for that, we are grateful and thankful. So child of God, do not let the world get you caught up in his own distraction. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on Jesus and his desire for your life. Where it says in the book of Matthew 4, verse 4, it says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Beloved, the Lord is calling his people in 2022. He's calling his people into a deeper place of meditation upon the word of God. There is a deeper calling from the Lord upon God's people to come up higher and to recognize the times and the seasons we are in on a spiritual basis. See, many of God's people are being distracted here in 2022, and we are fighting the wrong battles. That's why the word says, the battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord. So again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about staying focused on the Lord in a world of distraction. So many of God's people here in 2022 are meditating on social media and not on the word of God, which is found in the Bible. Child of God, do not allow such psychological warfare that is taking place right now have the upper hand over you, because of where you have placed your focus. Remember that in the word says in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6, and he had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So brothers and sisters in Christ, so eyes up, arm up, and be focused. Beloved, do not be distracted by the darkness, but recognize that you are moving deeper into the things where you are, where you will see God in a greater fulfillment and fullness. You see, God wants us to walk by faith and not by sight. The greater day of seeing the manifestation of God's majesty and the demonstrating of his power in a greater intensity, which is upon us. We don't know the hour, the day, the minute, the second, when Jesus is coming back. But he's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place, where it says in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, you may be also. So overcoming spiritual distraction is a continuous journey for a believer of Christ. So beloved, you must be very careful to what you are giving your attention to. What you give your attention to is what you are being disciplined by. Yes, whatever fills your mind will ultimately fill your heart. Because we serve a God of the heart, a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on his head. Yes, believer of Christ, what if so, our interests will shape our thinking and fill our hearts. The question may be asked, where are you spending your time, which will shape your life? Child of God, you must make sure that you are spending more time here in 2022, more time in God's word and in prayer. Yes, the word says, to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And when we talk about prayer, the word says, Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hawk and then the fed of ram. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, in order to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, you must diligently and immediately evaluate what you are filling your minds with in order to protect your heart. You remember what Proverbs 4, verse 23, it says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Stand focused on Jesus in a world of destruction, not distraction. Child of God, when it comes to guarding what is valuable in your life, you must set up boundaries and constraints in order to make sure that those values are being protected, even from them, from thyself. Beloved, always remember this, that distraction is always creeping around the corner and can show up at any day. So don't be distracted from the Lord. Stay focused on Jesus. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we serve an awesome. We serve a God that's willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. As we bring this teaching to a close, we say amen, amen, and amen. We are grateful and thankful, because there may be one of them, may be someone, need the sound of my voice, that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. But this is the time to get right with God. This is the time to come to him. You may be tore up from the floor, but God is looking at your heart. If you come to him, humbling yourself on bending knees and bow down to him, letting them know how sorry you are for the sins that you've committed. After you repent of your sin, make a confession of faith and a belief Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10, verse 9 and 10 says, if you confess your sins, you are faithful and just, forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that message today. We hope that you bring this in your life and apply it to your life as well as share it with your friends. If so, please share the number 347-826-9424 and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and Friday evenings at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you. Should you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Thibaut, T-H-I-B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Thibaut. We'd love to hear your comments or questions. Again, praise God for life, health, and strength, and for the now. And enjoy the rest of your evening. Enjoy your weekend. And know that God is in control of everything. We love you. God loves you. Have a great weekend.